Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally at Nevada in Bihar to also address public meeting in Jalpaiguri, West Bengal this afternoon and hold roadshow in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh this evening. Election Commission receives over 73,000 applications catering to diverse range of permissions including organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices and others in just 20 days on Suvidha portal. Microsoft warns of China's designs to disrupt upcoming elections in India, US and South Korea by using AI-generated content. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Delhi Capitals in Mumbai, while Lucknow Super Giants to face Gujarat Titans in Lucknow this evening. And in men's hockey, India to take on Australia in second match of five-match series in Perth in a short while. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today, the India alliance lacks clear vision and credibility because their infighting is out in the open. Addressing a public meeting at Kunti Nagar in Nevada in Bihar, the Prime Minister said, leaders of the opposition alliance are afraid of his guarantees because they support corruption and are anti-development. Mr. Modi said that he fulfilled whatever guarantees were assured earlier. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress, RJD and other parties want to disintegrate the country because they do not want to implement the constitution across the country uniformly. He also dubbed the manifesto of the Congress Party as a document of appeasement. He said the work of the last 10 years of his regime is a testimonial of guarantees as Article 370 and Triple Talaq were scrapped. He added the long-cherished dream of people was fulfilled as Ram Temple was completed after 500 years, but Congress always opposed it.
Modi ne Kashmir mein 370 khatm karne ki guarantee di thi. Natija kya hua? 370 gayi ki nahi gayi? Modi ne 3 talaq ko khatm karne ki guarantee di thi. Natija kya hua? 3 talaq jaisi mahila virodhi kuprata khatm ho gayi. Modi ne guarantee di thi ki Ayodhya mein Ram Lala ka bhavya mandir banega. Aaj Ayodhya mein bhavya Ram mandir ka shikhar आसमान छू रहा है जो 500 वर्षों में नहीं हो पाया जिस राम मंदिर के निर्माण को रोकने की कांग्रेस और आरजेडी ने बरसों तक कोशिश की वो राम मंदिर बनकर तैयार हो गया.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and the leaders of constituent parties of the NDA also attended the meeting. This was the second election rally of the Prime Minister in Bihar within a week. Earlier, on the 4th of April, Mr. Modi had launched the Lok Sabha election campaign for the NDA from the Jamui constituency. From Nevada parliamentary constituency, the BJP has fielded Vivek Thakur. He is the son of senior BJP leader and former union minister Dr. C.P. Thakur. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in the Nevada Lok Sabha segment, along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Jamui under the first phase of parliamentary elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri. He will embark on stage at around 3 this afternoon. Our Akashvani correspondent from Jalpaiguri informs that BJP's Jalpaiguri candidate Dr. Jayanta Roy, Alipur Dwar's BJP candidate Manoj Tigga and the party's Darjeeling candidate Raju Bista will be present on the stage along with other party dignitaries. The PM will kick off the campaign in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. He will also lead a roadshow for about an hour from Bhagat Singh Chowk to Shankaracharya Chowk in Jabalpur at 6 PM. The Congress Party kicked off its general election campaign from Telangana with a grand public meeting titled Janajatara at Tukugoda Rangaredi district, 40 kilometers from the state capital Hyderabad last evening. Addressing a massive public gathering after unveiling the party's election manifesto in Telugu, Rahul Gandhi asserted the Congress Party's commitment to its promises made during the assembly elections in Telangana. Mr. Gandhi pledged to fulfill them. Highlighting the job creation efforts, he mentioned that the Congress government in Telangana has already facilitated 30,000 jobs with plans for further employment opportunities. Mr. Gandhi outlined the initiatives to provide training and a stipend of 1 lakh rupees per year to the unemployed individuals across various sectors. He promised financial support to working women and advocated for a caste census in the country. Mr. Gandhi addressed issues of farmer suicides and assured minimum support prices MSP for crops as recommended by Dr. Swaminathan. The Aam Aadmi Party AAP organized a collective fast to protest the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor scam. Party leaders, including Atishi, Sanjay Singh and Gopal Rai, protested at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi this morning. Addressing party workers, Mr. Singh alleged that all evidence and witness statements in the case were compromised and fabricated. He accused the centre of misusing government agencies. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party has organised a protest at the Palika Market in New Delhi against Mr. Kejriwal for the alleged liquor scam and misuse of government funds. The Election Commission has said that over 73,000 applications have been received on the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of general elections 2024. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to the voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. It caters to permissions for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits, and distributing pamphlets. The Commission said more than 44,600 requests have been approved, and the first-in, first-out principle is ensuring a level playing field for parties and candidates. It said Suvidha portal also promotes transparency in election management. The poll body said that nearly 11,200 requests have been rejected, which is 15% of the total requests received, and over 10,000 applications were cancelled as they were invalid or duplicate. The rest of the applications were under process. Maximum requests of over 23,000 were received from Tamil Nadu, followed by West Bengal with nearly 12,000 and Madhya Pradesh with over 10,000. Accessible through the Suvidha portal, suvidha.eci.gov.in, political parties and candidates can seamlessly submit permission requests online from anywhere at any time. The Lok Sabha polls for 2 seats of Manipur will be held in 2 phases, and the polls for the inner Manipur parliamentary constituency seat will be conducted on the 19th of April. The total number of voters of the inner Manipur Lok Sabha constituency is 989,887, which includes 516,150 female voters. 6 candidates, including 3 independent candidates, are in the fray for the seat. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The election authority has declared that the voting for the first phase Lok Sabha election in Manipur will be held at 1,404 polling stations, including 85 special polling stations. These special polling stations have been set up for internally displaced voters who are taking shelter at different relief camps and other places due to the ethnic clash in Manipur. In the first phase, poll will be conducted at 47 assembly segments of the states, including 15 assembly segments which are under the outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. Among the 6 candidates who are in fray for the inner Manipur Lok Sabha seat, BJP has fielded State Education Minister Thongaujam Basant Kumar as party candidate when JNU professor Angomcha Bimol Akoijam is contesting on INC ticket. The National General Secretary of RPI Athawale, Maheshwar Thongaujam and 3 independent candidates are also contesting for the seat. Inner Manipur Lok Sabha seat is constituted by 32 assembly segments of Manipur, which are in valley districts. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities. Insights from regions and constituencies. Expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Microsoft has warned that China is gearing up to disrupt the upcoming elections in India, the United States and South Korea by using artificial intelligence AI-generated content. The warning comes after China conducted a trial run during Taiwan's presidential election, employing AI to influence the outcome. According to Microsoft's threat intelligence team, Chinese state-backed cyber groups, along with involvement from North Korea, are expected to target several elections scheduled for 2024. Microsoft said that China will likely deploy AI-generated content via social media to sway the public opinion in favor of their interests during these elections. The threat posed by political advertisements employing AI technology to produce deceptive and false content, including deep fakes or fabricating events that never took place, is significant in a crucial poll year. Such tactics aim to mislead the public regarding candidate statements, stances on various issues, and even the authenticity of certain events. If allowed to go unchecked, these manipulative attempts have the potential to undermine the voters' ability to make well-informed decisions. Across the world, at least 64 countries, in addition to the European Union, are expected to hold national elections this year. These countries collectively account for approximately 49% of the global population. World Health Day is being celebrated today to raise global health awareness. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared My Health, My Right as the theme this year to address the grave lack of essential health services to at least 4.5 billion people, more than half of the world's population. Speaking to Akashvani News, AIIMS New Delhi Professor Dr. Reema Dada said that key changes in lifestyle and adoption of practices such as yoga can help beat lifestyle diseases that have been growing at an alarming rate, especially amongst the youth.
आजकल जो अधिकतर हेल्थ प्रॉब्लम्स देखी जा रही हैं वो लाइफस्टाइल डिजीजेस हैं जो हमारे खराब जीवन शैली से होती हैं। एक तो गलत खान पान जैसे डाइट है जो एक बहुत इन्फ्लेमेटरी डाइट है जिसमें चीनी शुगर सॉल्ट ज्यादा है ट्रांस फैट ज्यादा है बहुत डीप फ्राइड है अल्ट्रा प्रोसेस्ड फूड है तो इन सब कारण हमारा खान पान बिगड़ गया है स्मोकिंग एल्कोहल कंजम्पशन बहुत मानसिक तनाव अब जो डिजीजेज हमारे को हो रही हैं वो ये हमारे खराब जीवन शैली के कारण है अगर उनको ये जागरूकता दी जाए कि अगर हम ऐसे अपनी जीवन शैली सुधारें तो कई रोग होंगे ही नहीं और इन लोगों को बहुत ज्यादा इससे फायदा होगा
The World Health Day was first celebrated in 1950 by the WHO to mark the organization's founding and draw global attention on the importance of health. Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Veera has rescued 9 fishermen off Andhra Pradesh coast in Bay of Bengal. These fishermen suffered severe burns injuries after their boat caught fire and sunk at sea. Ministry of Defence said that sensing the urgency of the situation, ICGS Veera reached the location within a few hours to provide assistance to the survivors. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. India time. In the second match, Lucknow Super Giants will face Gujarat Titans at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. In hockey, the Indian men's team will face Australia in the second match of the 5-match series in Perth, Australia today. The match is scheduled to start in a short while. In the series opener, Australia defeated India 5-1 yesterday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. I beg your pardon, in some more news, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Odisha for today. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over various parts of the nation. The IMD has predicted heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsula India today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over parts of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Telangana today. The IMD added that hot and humid weather will continue over Karnataka and Goa today and over Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Kerala till the 10th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally at Nevada in Bihar to also address public meeting in Jalpaiguri, West Bengal this afternoon and to hold roadshow in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh this evening. Election Commission receives over 73,000 applications catering to diverse range of permissions including organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices and others in just 20 days on Suvidha portal. Microsoft warns of China's designs to disrupt upcoming elections in India, US and South Korea by using AI-generated content. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Delhi Capitals in Mumbai, while Lucknow Super Giants to face Gujarat Titans in Lucknow this evening. And in men's hockey, India to take on Australia in second match of 5-match series in Perth, while in a short while. And with that, we end the midday news.